Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
On this episode of Crown Jewels, we compare balconies after getting a firsthand look at the new slimmed-down monarchy.
Prince William finally breaks his silence on the Harry feud, and he said a lot without saying anything at all.
And the breaking news is out. Spotify and Archwell Audio have mutually agreed to part ways after only one season. We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush. And Lex, guys, we have so much to discuss.
I swear
to God, like, we hit stop recording and then all of a sudden, like, news piles up through the weekend. And it's always, like, the biggest. It's always huge.
That's actually interesting, too. Like, I wonder if we should get, like, a publicist on here to talk about how Harry and Meghan, because spoiler, we're going to be talking about Harry and Meghan.
Shocker.
Run their news cycle, because you're right. A lot comes out late to the end of the week and over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Always.
That's like a pattern.
Yeah. And it seems like.
Or they just don't get started on things until.
I was going to say.
Which might be par for the course.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about all of this. It's really just been all consuming. This and the submarine have just been like.
Yeah.
Filling my brain for the last few days.
We were talking about this Titanic submarine before we started recording. And Sam is in the trenches. You just informed me there's a subreddit on it. Like, I don't use Reddit, but I have people send me. This is like where my geriatric millennial comes in. Because I'm like, send me a link. Because like.
Yeah.
Reddit, I've gone on the app and it just feels so overwhelming.
It's the dark web. Like, it's really, it doesn't feel normal. Like, I don't really like Reddit, but occasionally I'll take to the boards and see what the people are saying.
Well, you just gave me my Tuesday night activity, so thank you for that.
Google the Titanic submarine.
Yeah, and I mean, Twitter's been popping off, but I can't keep up with the timeline.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, we'll see what happens, but let's jump in with our tea and crumpets.
Let's
so, Sam, do,
it. Do
you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
I would love to. And like before we get into all the Meghan and Harry stuff, I do want us to just touch on the trooping the color. The royals celebrate King Charles' first birthday parade. You know, Kate, oh my God, I almost just called her Meghan. I have like Meghan on the brain.
Yeah, totally.
Is wearing like a gorgeous emerald hat and beautiful jacket. I mean, stunning, beautiful.
And so I had a question for you when I saw this outfit, because do you remember the dress that you and I had two different opinions
Lex,
on? Remember?
I'll never forget it.
Yes. But this is the same shade
color.
Of green. Mm-hmm. But I loved that green dress before, but I know everyone was green screening her on the red carpet and everything. But like, do we think now, again, the queen, may she rest, has passed, and everybody seems to be popping off color in the royal family, that Kate is trying to make this her signature color? Your thoughts?
It's interesting that you say that, because I just saw an article today where it says William and Kate wear blue and Meghan and Harry wear green.
Oh,
like, and there's like lots of pictures of them where like green is like Meghan's signature color. But with Kate, I do remember hating that green dress, and I stand by that 100%. And I'm like a big green girl. Like, I love the color green.
Same.
But I think at the time, I felt it was so random of her because we had never really seen her in a color like this. Like, and now that she's kind of, I don't know, I feel like she's branching out since the queen has passed. Yeah, she had
the Barbiecore suit.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's just kind of taking more risks. And this feels very much like I'm going to stand out because everybody, I mean, Camilla's in red.
Camilla's claimed red. I don't know what the
fuck Camilla's wearing.
I mean,
it looks, look,
she's, it looks just like out military. Here trying her best, okay? Yeah, she's in like military garb.
Was she in the military?
No, but I guess maybe as the queen now, she has
that's
like
what she wears.
Official uniform.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
Okay. I mean, I get it. But it's interesting because it's like Kate's the one that's standing out.
Oh, yes.
You know?
I thought when I saw this outfit, she looks phenomenal. Like, I really love this look on her. And even there's like the almost like royal blue detail of the buttons and her makeup, flawless. Like,
flawless earrings. I don't know.
I need to talk to like, okay, this is going off track, but stick with me. I am so curious if Kate has done something to her face recently.
I've been wondering this as well.
And I want, like, IG by Dana. If anybody doesn't know, IG by Dana, it's an Instagram account. She is a nurse, I believe. And she talks about work that celebrities, influencers, herself. She talks about herself and the work she's done, too.
And it's never done in, like, a negative, like, hater way.
No. It's actually in, like, a very factual way.
Yeah.
And she speculated after the coronation that Kate had had some work done. And a lot of people attacked her for it and were like, there's no way, da-da-da-da-da. But, like, subtle works.
Yeah.
Subtle is effective. Works.
It's okay. And also, it's okay. Like, if she did, and that's what, like, I'm going to stand by Instagram Famous by Dana or whatever, IG by Right?
That's IG handle? Famous by Dana. That's the handle.
Like I said, like, it's never in like a hating way. Like, it's more of just like, this is what people are having done. I think it's important to be transparent about it. Like, you know, I remember she was on a podcast and she talked about Margot Robbie and like people were so surprised. Like, Margot Robbie had worked on it. It's like, yes. Almost every single person, celebrity specifically that you see, has had something.
Yes.
It doesn't. I just think like people still think of plastic surgery in such like an old school way where it's like if you get a little nip or a tuck, like suddenly you're like Catwoman, like you're like, you know, Jocelyn Weinstein or whatever that woman's name is.
Yes.
And it's like, no, I do think Kate had a little something. It looks amazing. She's looking like fresh
she
as
looks
a daisy.
Fresh. Yes.
Yeah. She looks great.
And I'm telling
whatever
you,
she's doing,
Hollywood-
I want for myself.
Like, Hollywood celebrities aside, since moving to LA, this, again, was like a reveal, an aha moment for me. Literally, and I mean this with no exaggeration, everybody that I know, every girl that I know, like, let's say in my core group, with the exception of myself and one other girl, have had their nose done. And I'm like, because I've known that, like, they got it done so young, and I've only known them for, you know, let's say the past 10 years, but I'm like, they've had their nose done one, two, or three times, and it's just like, it's like a nothing. They started in high school, and that's their face now. So for people to say, like, that Kate is above the work, I don't think so.
She's not. And people
and whatever
to, like,
she's
get
doing,
over
I'm obsessed with it.
No, yeah, it looks great.
It looks
phenomenal.
She looks really great. And I know this isn't about the trooping, but so we did get Charles on horseback, which made my life. Yeah. But I also, I'll post this when the episode goes live on Thursday, but I don't know if you can click where I said Royal Balcony, the link there, Sam.
Yeah.
So there was an image on Twitter where it was like the difference between Charles's Royal Balcony and the Queen's last one. And it's astronomical, the difference.
It like, is.
It's
just
absolutely.
Just a year ago.
Yes, just a year ago. Crazy. So I just wondered, again, is this a matter of him slimming down the royal family, or is this like people are fighting, you know? I'm curious. I have to question it.
That's a good question. I mean, what's really crazy is in the photo from this year where it's like the slimmed down monarchy, in the back, like you see another balcony and it, you can tell, like, I think that's Andrew back there.
Oh, I see. I see. I see.
Yeah. So it's like all the people that were on the balcony maybe last year got moved to the back, but they're still in frame, but like you can't really tell who they are.
It's just nuts when you see it one with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm holding
it's
up my
really,
phone for you.
It's really crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, I guess we'll see how this works out for him.
Yeah. And this comes back to the fact that, are we going to get Harry and Meghan back in the royal family? Is there a need? Will they be welcomed? Will they want to go? It's just, I don't know.
I don't know where, I don't know where the monarchy's going to go.
This turn of events has shifted, not shifted my opinion, but sped up my timeline of Harry and Meghan's trajectory in returning to the royal family, potentially.
I completely agree.
And where the chips are falling.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
No, I totally agree with you. Like, after this weekend, I mean, we'll get into it during Make It Rain, but I'm like, oh, they're going to be back in 2 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%. And then again, with the entire weekend celebration with the royal family, we had Kate and William at the Order of the Garter ceremony. She actually made her debut at the ceremony in 2008, which was 3 years before they were married. But this outfit, you sent it to me and I was like
gagged.
It's a showstopper.
This look. Okay. I at first glance, let me just say, this isn't like a look that I'd normally be like down with. You know what I'm saying? Like the polka dots and like the weird feathers and like it, but she pulled it off so perfectly.
I was
like, Kate is like stepping the fuck up. Like, after the coronation, she is like really leaning into some looks. And here for it. She looks great.
And the thing is, like, everything about this look is bold while being subtle. Like, obviously, you have the dress.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very conservative. It's got literally a mock neck. It's past her knees, like, full-length sleeve. And then even with the fascinator, the feathers had the complementing polka dot detail. But I was obsessed with the shoe, with like the little, like, it's not a peep toe, but there was like the black detail on the toe.
The black
of,
like, tip.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that, I just was like, wow.
It's such a showstopper. It's honestly, it's like breathtaking. Like, it's really something to feast your eyes on. And I feel like, like, she was pretty predictable before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could kind of know, like, okay, she's going to, like, wear maroon or she's going to wear navy or, like, a long
or
coat
black.
With,
they
like,
have an image
a high-waisted
of her,
skirt.
And she's literally in black, and it's very simple. And it's almost like, okay, I think it's almost like she wanted to fade in the background. But now, post-coronation, you are actually next in line to be heir to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, like, best friend anymore. We're the main character.
This isn't like little Princess Kate anymore. Like this is like, she's going to be the queen in the next 20 years probably.
Yes.
Which is insane.
She looked amazing.
I loved it. And
I loved it
like
so
much. Such a fucking dweeb with his little feather. Just like, because it's, there's this photo where like Kate's in the back, but she's like the focus of the photo.
Yes.
And she looks so like strikingly beautiful. And then you just have him like in the forefront, like blurry with this feather, like looking like a little worm. And I'm just like, she is carrying this fucking monarchy on her back.
Oh, her and Charlotte.
She really is.
Like the kids, I got to give the kids credit because I tune in for the kids. But she is really for carrying this young monarchy on her back.
Truly. She's doing the work. She really
is. She's doing the work. She's giving My Fair Lady. She is smiling. It's not even like a subtle smile. It's a beaming ear-to-ear smile at William. Like, girl is working.
She's like,
we're fine.
Yeah, like she saw those photos from the wedding and was like, oh, we got to step it up. Like, I can't be looking at him like that. I can't look at him like I hate him.
They got
we didn't fight in the car on the way here.
I love you.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wills, let's talk about this. Prince William gave an interview to the Sunday Times where, like, again, these, like, British outlets and the way that they just, like, have these headlines. Like, so the headline reads, Prince William, young royals will definitely be exposed to homelessness. And, like, I know that's not. Like, he wants to end the homeless crisis in the UK, and he wants to follow in his mother's footsteps. It's a very beautiful thing. But the way that they, like, frame it, just, again, it's jarring to me. And tell me if I'm being crazy, but I'm like, you think these kids, like, I just, like, I found it very jarring. I don't want to say anything too mean.
No, I did as well. So you had it in the outline. I clicked on it. My eyes bugged out of my head. I was like, wait, what? Because the headline, like you said, is just so in your face. And you're just like, fuck. Like, okay.
And it kind of makes William seem like an asshole. Like, and what he's doing is not like an asshole thing. But it's
they'll
definitely be exposed to homelessness. Like, how privileged is that?
Yeah. It's like, I feel for him in a way because it's like, how does he discuss these issues without sounding so out of touch, but like he is out of touch. He is the Prince of England.
Yeah.
This isn't like a president's son or daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like this isn't like
it's not Katie Holmes.
No, this isn't Sasha Obama. Like he oh my God, Katie Holmes. Love that movie. Like he was born and raised in this environment. Like he's gonna fumble. He's gonna make like fuck up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I just think like what he's doing is nice if he actually executes it. Like this charity.
If he actually executes it. Exactly. And that's the thing. So he goes into this interview and he quote unquote breaks his silence on his feud with Prince Harry. But honestly, from a PR standpoint, I actually like think this was a smart answer in the sense that he says not everyone sees the point of the royal family and the public feud with his brother has taken up far more airtime. So he's trying to like change the narrative and shift the conversation back to the royal family. And he goes on, and again, speaking of out of touch, he says he appreciates that it is hard sometimes to see what the family bring and what we do. But he explained that the royals help people where we can. And he goes on to say we are all very busy and I think it's hard sometimes to see what the family bring and what we do, but the amount of causes, the interests, the dinners, the meetings, the visits, whatever it is that we do day in, day out throughout the year, we've always been very involved in that. And it's like, okay.
He said a lot without saying really nothing.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how I feel.
But also it's like the amount of causes, the interests, the dinners, like he should have said like the amount of causes and maybe elaborated on it, not the dinners, the visits, like, yeah, we get it. You're just touring around. Like, your job is to shake hands
we see
and
it.
Kiss babies. So tell us what more you're doing there.
Like, what are you actually going to do that's tangible that people can, like, wrap their minds around and, like, fully understand rather than just, like, I show my kids the homeless people.
Yes.
And say, you're lucky. You're not that.
And, like, if you want to follow in your mother's footsteps and and homelessness. How? Where are you starting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he did say he has, this is so influencer, a really big project later this month coming.
No, I know.
Tuned,
I laughed
guys.
About that.
I can't talk to you about it now, but I've got a really,
really
big
project coming.
And so I'm just like, okay. When I was reading this, I'm like, as far as Harry and Meghan feel removed from the royal family and Wills and Kate feel like they didn't do their duty, it's kind of like they're doing the same thing across the pond. So it's like the causes, the meetings, the visits, but it's like, can either of you couples tell
do
us
anything?
What you're actually doing? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm being dead ass serious. Like, can they do anything?
I don't know.
I don't know if they're capable, frankly. Like,
I don't know. And we'll get into it. And I think it's a good time.
Yeah, this is the perfect segue.
I know. I just feel
shaking
like
in my head.
You know when it's like people me think doth protest too much, or like you are combating with somebody because you're projecting the same shit? Like, mm-hmm. That is what's happening here. I'm realizing yeah. that more and more and more.
You know who I feel does that a lot? This is like kind of random. Yeah. I feel like Emrata does that a lot.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm like, you're what? Like,
yeah.
Okay. I guess.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, you know what? That is the perfect segue into Make It Rain, because there is so much to talk about. We have so many thoughts. We have so many thoughts and so much to get through. So let's get into it. Are you ready to make it rain, Lex?
I am so ready to make it rain. And let's get into this week's rant, because again, we got this late in the week. There were updates all over the weekend. Also wanted to be interested to hear your thoughts of like this news coming out the same weekend as Trooping the Color, but Meghan and Harry, Meghan Markle's Archetypes podcast will not be renewed by Spotify for a second season. So they released a joint statement saying Spotify and Archwell Audio have mutually agreed to part ways and are proud of the series we made together. And when Spotify first announced this, it was an exclusive multi-year partnership with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, focused on producing podcasts and shows that share uplifting and entertaining stories with the streaming platform's massive audience. Now, it burned my soul when they did one episode of Archwell Audio. They had Archie there at the end saying hello, promising all of these interviews and all this stuff.
Yeah, mind you, this was a deal made in 2020.
And then they went dark for 18 months.
Lex, you were truly on this. Like, you were on the front lines checking every day.
It kept
like,
me up. It
are we going to get something? Are we going to get something?
Night. It kept me up at night. I swear to God. Like, I was following this, and I will never forget where I was the day that they finally announced Archetypes. And I was so excited. And I listened to Archetypes, and I genuinely enjoyed it. Did I think it was the best podcast ever? No, but like I did genuinely enjoy it. But again, you had to wonder, after they made 12 episodes, like, and this is just Meghan, this isn't even Harry, keep in mind, and the deal was with both of them. They made 12 episodes and there was no stir, buzz, like, you know,
it just
drop.
Ended.
Yeah, it just ended and we never talked about it again.
Mm-mm. Like, and no one like, references it. No one talks about it. Yeah. I feel like people barely talk. Honestly, I feel people barely talked about it when she was dropping episodes.
Yeah. After the first couple episodes, like the first one, she, I think, was number one on top podcasts and like beat out Joe Rogan and Alex Cooper. But then it kind of just fizzled, you know?
Yeah.
And no one was really discussing it.
So. Yeah. I mean... So according to a source that's familiar with the situation, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have wanted to move away from exclusive Spotify distribution to find a new home for their audio projects. And, you know, this deal was $20 million and for essentially 12 hours of work. And I just don't see them getting that $20 million. Like, I can't imagine Spotify is, like, going to write them that check, right?
Yeah. I don't – if it's a multi-year partnership, I would assume, similar to, like, Alex Cooper's $60 million year, like, shouldn't just get a $60 million check or wire right. transfer. Like, it would have been over the years,
over,
right,
like,
that would be yeah. distributed. Yeah. So I would assume that, yes, if they are breaking their contract, if they've resigned – that they are not going to get that full $20 million. Now, here's the thing, again, that I'm like, I just want to take my two loves, Harry and Meghan, and just like give them a little shake. Because it's like...
a big shake, frankly.
You go on to say that you want to move away from exclusive Spotify distribution, or a source does, not you, okay? Allegedly, right. a source. And find a new home for your audio projects. So now you
are... You're not even putting out audio projects.
You're not putting out audio projects, but also, like, if I were to go apply for a job mm-hmm. and it was announced that I left my company and I worked 12 hours for $20 million mm-hmm. and didn't produce at a cadence that was, you know, meeting expectation, mm-hmm. what company would then want to take me on at that same par, or they probably think they can get more money for... like, the experience of work that you've done. Do you know what I mean?
It's fucking bananas, Lex. I have to tell you, as someone who does this podcast, mm-hmm. who has another podcast,
yeah.
I have to tell you, if someone wrote me a check for $20 million, I wouldn't leave my fucking house mm-hmm. until I had delivered all the content in the world. And I also have to tell you, it doesn't take 29 people to put a podcast together. It really
Correct.
Doesn't.
Correct.
And so this, to me, them parting ways with Spotify is a big deal. And I know that a lot of the Meghan stans out there are going to try to spin this and defend it in some way. But to have a multi-year deal and only put out 12 episodes?
Yep.
Like, what? That is insane. And then on top of that, there's more news.
There's more news.
There's more that's come out about this podcast that, you know, was a flash in the pan, if you will. Meghan Markle is accused of taking shortcuts on her podcast. So this was first reported back in November of 2022. I believe, Lex, you actually brought this up mm-hmm. on the podcast at some point.
I did, because I was like, it doesn't sound, and I'll find the episode that we did. I remember we talked about archetypes mm-hmm. early in us starting this podcast because it came out. But mm-hmm. like, I remember saying, like, it, the way it was produced, the way it was edited, it was very clear that she wasn't
crazy.
The one asking the questions. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they would talk and then she would kind of like come in with her thoughts and it didn't sound conversational.
It was really choppy. Parts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For certain parts. And so basically they said she didn't always conduct her own interviews. Not bad for 12 hours of work, said former chief mm-hmm. economist at Spotify, Will Page. But this really started circulating, the speculation, and I'm guessing it's resurfaced now because I need something to talk about now that the deal is broken. When writer Allison Yarrow shared on Instagram in August that she was excited to be included in the Visionary series, yet the post showed an image of Yarrow posing in front of a sign for the audio production house Gimlet Media and included thanks to an archetype's producer for being an excellent interviewer. So again, we have confirmation that producers ran certain interviews, whether it was for the experts or for certain guests, but it wasn't fully Meghan sitting there.
Talking, no.
And you have a quote here that you put, saying, people should expect the real me in this. I'm excited to be myself and talk and be unfiltered.
You couldn't be more filtered.
Right.
I'm sorry. This is it for me. This is it. I've had it. I've had it. These people, I don't care. I'm going to get get bullied on Instagram for this. I just think it's fucking crazy. Like, to have this, I'm sorry, to have this much smoke around you and have the common thread in almost every single deal and issue in your life that we know of to be the same is fucking insane. Okay. I don't understand how you can have a multi-year deal with Spotify, which people would kill for, by the way.
Kill for.
And you don't even conduct your own interviews and you have 29 people working on this podcast and then you put it out and it's lame as hell. And it could have been something really great. Like, that's the thing that I think so many people, like me, for example, like, I want to root for Megan. Like, I am rooting for her.
Yes.
I want
and keep
her
in mind,
do-
this is also Megan and Harry. Harry didn't even put out content.
Harry, what the hell is he doing?
He's
over
people.
In the UK suing people. I don't know what they're doing. Frankly, it's coming off lazy. It's coming off
entitled.
It's coming off entitled. It's coming off lazy because they can't seem to get anything done. And yet they want everything. And I don't understand that mentality at all. And I don't get it.
I think it comes from the royal family. Like what I'm saying about Wills and Kate. Like Harry, let's not forget that Harry, spare or not, grew up in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And how easy may it be for someone like Meghan to come in 2.5 years of being in the royal family, yes, going through hardships, but now, what is it, like 5 years with her husband? Like you adopt some of that mentality. Mm-hmm. And then also think about all the external noise of being like, you're amazing. You're going to be whatever you want to be. You're an activist. You're an advocate. You're this. Like, and nobody saying no to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know inside sources, like they are very quote unquote hands on in the sense that they, what they think and feel they want to do, they follow that vibe. And I think it's very difficult for their team to steer them in the right direction. And that is where I get the word entitlement from.
Yeah.
Because it's like exactly what you're saying. I really want to give them a little shake, a big shake, and be like, y'all have this opportunity. This is served. It's a gold nugget served on a
literally
silver
given to
platter
them.
With napkins made of diamonds. And you're like... fumbling the
squandering
bag.
It. They're squandering it and they're it's always like there's always just something with them. Like there can never
there's
just be a deal
something.
That like works out and it goes through and whatever. It's frustrating to me because it's like I really want to like her. And then there's moments like I remember listening to some of her archetype interviews and I was like, she's like not acting like a real person.
Yeah, yeah. Again, to your point, it's filtered. Like she's trying, doing too much.
She's doing too much. I need her to stop. I need Harry to stop. And I need them to just like go quiet for a minute. Because like to not even conduct your own interviews. And I've seen some like Meghan stans like defending this. And there really is no defense, in my opinion. If it's your podcast, if you are the host and you're getting paid $20 million, just talk to the guests. Talk to Serena Williams. Talk to, you know, whoever, Mindy Kaling. Like, talk to the people you have on. Like, pull an Alex Cooper and sit in a chair across from them and have it filmed. And, like, you can edit what you want out of it in post. But, like, to not even do that, it's lazy.
But here's the thing. I do think she spoke to all of the celebrities. I don't think she interviewed any of the experts. And again, it's like you're doing a podcast, just do it all. Like,
you're getting paid enough money to do it.
You're getting paid enough money. This is the only thing, like, not only thing, but this is the main thing that you have going on. You did the Netflix show, Harry wrote his book. Like, you could have prioritized this and said, I'm going to focus on this and make it fucking amazing. Like, people can say whatever they want about Alex Cooper, but Alex Cooper signed that Spotify deal on the dotted line, and that chick shows up. Mm-hmm. Every day.
She puts out what she needs to put out.
She's pumping out content. She's doing mini episodes, solo episodes, getting on experts for separate episodes. Like, yes, she's speaking to the celebrities and doing the big interviews, but she's doing the most.
I also think for a really long time, she edited her own podcast. Like she was, I don't think Alex Cooper has 29 people on set. I also find it weird that, you know, Meghan and Harry can't seem to keep people around for very long. I think that's weird. I just think there's, to me now, there's just kind of too much of a common thread here of them just being difficult and it coming off really fraudulent. Like they, to me, feel like frauds, aka
grifters. So I think that's really a good word in the sense because, and I know Bill Simmons called them grifters. And look, on top of all this, I know Spotify on the podcast side laid off people. Mm-hmm. They're doing an entire overhaul. I think they got rid of Spotify Live. Like, but I think where I get anxious for Harry and Meghan in the point of like where I'm talking about like, oh, they're, you know, would an employer hire them if that's like what, you know, their referral said about their performance? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think the issue with them is like they're always so quick. This is what like makes me anxious. They are always so quick to like double down on more. So like this source saying they wanted to move away from the exclusive Spotify deal and find a new home for their audio project. Just say you don't want to do audio projects anymore.
No one... Listen, just if you didn't put it out
shut
there,
it down.
No one would have ever been like, you know what? Meghan would be a great podcast host. Mm-hmm. That is something no one literally would ever have said. And the more that shit like this keeps coming out and the more you and I talk about it every week, the more I just realize like they – I wish they would have just stayed in the royal family at some point because they were good at it. They were good at it because they were told where to be. They were told where to go, what time. They had people get them ready. They were completely packaged. And they got to walk around and kiss babies and talk
and
to people.
Hands.
And bring awareness to charities and like do great work. So it's like I feel like they keep wanting to basically do that, but they can't because that's not really like – what celebrities do. It's like what the royal family does.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, when I read the headline, Bill Simmons calls Harry and Meghan fucking grifters, I was like, someone finally said it. Because
really? That's
how it's kind of coming across. Like, I guess he had a Zoom call with Harry about like podcasts. And he was like, oh, I want to get drunk and like talk about that Zoom with Harry. Because he was like alluding like it was insane. Like they want all of this publicity and all of this like, I don't know, Lex. I feel bad sounding like such a hater. But to put out 12 hours of content as someone who has podcasts, like it's really, guys, it's not that hard.
It is really, again, you are not saying anything based on just like, you know,
feeling
a bias or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like this is time and time again, we have gone back and forth with these two and it's like, just show up. And truthfully, I had to Google what a grifter was because I didn't know.
It means like a fraud.
Yes. But in saying that, I see how they have elements of that. Mm-hmm. And I think it is this mentality, again, like, I don't know why my gut, I just keep coming back to, and this is my gut, like, they think that they deserve to have and do everything. It's like, focus on one thing. And we talked about this. We're like, Harry, do a documentary on the Invictus Games with Netflix. Like, in the same vein of Drive to Survive, Breakpoint, Full Swing, all these, like, sports shows. Do, like, that, like, behind-the-scenes docuseries of the Invictus Games. Mm-hmm. Speak to some of the athletes. Learn about their families. I would eat that up with a fucking spoon. And Meghan...
Lex, you and I would be fucking seated.
Seated. Yeah. Like, Meghan, bring back the fucking TIG. Please. Like, you were so great at giving me travel recommendations. And yes, doing interviews with empowering women and your friends and blah, blah, blah. Do that. Stop trying to be so serious. In the words of Logan Roy, I love you, but you are not serious people.
That's so, That's perfect. That's literally them.
It's literally them.
I'm going to draw a comparison, of course, back to Housewives really quick.
Please.
So hear me out. Bethany Frankel. Now, I don't really like to talk about Bethany Frankel, but in this vein, I will. Now, hear me out, people, okay? I remember when Bethany Frankel started her, like, this is a crisis, like, helping in Puerto Rico, helping in, you know, with aid relief and everything like that. And I remember thinking, like, this is it for her. Like, this feels really natural. It feels like she's fucking good at it. She's passionate about it. It felt like a real thing for her.
Yes.
Her putting out like shitty TikToks, I'm like, this is not it, babe. Like, you're ruining your legacy, because what she did with Puerto Rico, for example, was incredible. What she did with Houston was incredible. What she did with COVID, amazing. Ukraine, oh my God, she was like on the ground, like doing the fucking work. That's how I feel about Meghan and Harry. Like, when it comes to the Invictus Games, for example, I'm like, that's where Harry like thrives, I feel.
Yes.
That's like where you can feel the passion and the drive and
it's
his
authentic.
Intensity.
It's
authentic.
It's natural.
This, like, I'm going to interview Mindy Kaling about, you know, being a woman.
A single woman in her 40s.
Yeah, like, no, like, we don't need to keep hearing that same story. I'm sorry. We don't. I would like to hear the real Meghan. But I don't know who that is anymore.
I don't know who that is anymore. And I would love Meghan, again, with like this evolution of the TIG, like I could see her doing a Stanley Tucci Takes Italy type of series in, or like a Padma Lakshmi show where she's like traveling and meeting different cultures and people and locals. Like that still, even though to what they are trying to be or who they are aspiring to be may feel more fluff, that still has value, that has culture, that has character. And I think it's more aligned to what they actually want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying go be the new host of Top Chef, Meg. But
right.
Like,
but I think that they take themselves so seriously that, like, they almost feel like they can't do that because they could do bigger things. And it's like, but you can't, clearly. Then, you know, there was the whole, like, is she going to be the new face of Dior over the weekend as well?
I know. That came out. I saw that on Twitter. I didn't even, like, dive into that. But those aren't true, right?
No. It's been, like, debunked. Like, that's not happening. But people were, you know, it was being speculated because, like, with this whole Spotify deal. She needed, she's always in Dior, but she also needed something positive to like counteract this.
Oh.
And I need also people to realize like Meghan has like an entire team behind her. Celebrities.
And now she has a bigger team with WME.
Yeah, like exactly. So she has people building her brand. Like celebrities aren't just, they don't just come on the scene anymore and like this is who they are. It's like, no, they're built. This is a machine. So I was talking to Sammy from Betches about this this morning. Her and I were like going back and forth because I was like, I got to get this out of my system before I talk to Lex. Like, I have to talk about this with somebody. It's interesting because I was listening to this podcast with Simon Huck, who's like the PR guru. Like, he's done tons of PR. He's like best friends with Kourtney Kardashian, et cetera. And he was talking about the car chase. And he was like, what's interesting about Harry and Meghan is that all of the paparazzi photos that they claim to hate, he's like, they can avoid. And he brought up a great point about Beyonce and Jay-Z. He goes, Beyonce and Jay-Z go out, but they are never photographed because they know how not to be photographed. Taylor Swift wasn't seen for how many months?
People
said that she was in a trunk at some point. These things can be avoided. There's back doors, especially if you're going to like high profile places and restaurants and things like that. So he's like, they want to be seen. They are calling the paparazzi themselves. These are not, they're not just hiding out, these paparazzi. So it's just fascinating to me, this narrative that they're trying to constantly try to spin, that they're like a victim and like they're constantly being like wronged. And I don't really understand that anymore.
So,
like,
do
I understand
think-
it in terms of like the UK press and what Harry's fighting for over there, like the way that they were treated, what the family did to them. I understand is terrible, but now I'm like, I'm exhausted.
I am curious with this Dior thing because a spokesperson from Harry and Meghan said this isn't true, but also from Dior, there were reports that they were dubbing her the Duchess of Dior, and the brand was nonplussed as to how the story came about. So it's like, did somebody on their side release this story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Dior to be like, what are they talking about?
Like, and again, for all of this Spotify stuff to come out this weekend, like, it's not a good story, but like, who had a hand in that? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what's the sitch? Because this could have come out any other time. Like, we knew we weren't getting another Archetypes podcast anytime soon.
No. I knew the moment we passed, like, the six-month mark after the last episode, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we're never getting another one.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like after I heard the last one, actually, I was just like, we'll never get this again. Like, this is just never happening. And it's such a bummer because she has a great brand. Like, I feel like I keep repeating myself, but I just really want more for them because I keep wanting to root for them, but at the same time, like, do they deserve
make it hard
it?
They make it hard,
they make it impossible. Like, she could be like a mommy, like, influencer.
Yep, girl, I know,
but she's above it, or she thinks.
And I don't know why.
Well, that's like the old school mentality, though, too, that people are still kind of stuck in, is like influencing, like, isn't a real job.
Okay, but like, it is now.
It is. Like, we need to let that go. It is a real job. They're making a fuckload of money and they have huge influence, not to, like, you know, be punny or anything, but they do have major influence. And it's hard.
It's hard. It's consistent. Again, mm-hmm. maybe that's the thing. Consistency is not their forte. So mm-hmm. maybe they might struggle with doing the influencing in the sense that they have to be consistent. Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand the desire to want to do all of these things but then not follow through. I don't mm-hmm. understand when you don't follow through to then go on and say, oh, well, we're going to do it somewhere else. Oh, we want to do it on, like, a different platform, in a different medium. Like, okay, so what, you want to go film a show? That is way more work than mm-hmm. podcasting. That is on camera. That is full hair and makeup.
I'm in
that
full
is,
sweats.
Yes. So it's just
and I'm
like,
doing it.
What do you want?
It's giving,
like,
the
what
notebook.
What you say,
like,
versus what you do want? Does not add up.
Well, and also just like, I don't, it's interesting to me that I don't see them so far being like super vocal politically either. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting considering, like, it's going to be the election next year. Like, there's a lot going on, like, with, you know, the LGBTQ community and, like, rights being stripped left and right. Like, I just don't see her, like, doing any. I don't know what they're doing. And it's bumming me
they're
out.
They're doing
and the
something because she's winning awards. But again, it's like, how do we as the public learn more about that? Because you can win all the awards in the world. But I'm like, isn't the intention, yes, there should be money donated, and I know that they do that, but, like, isn't the intention to use your platform to spread that awareness and inform?
Well, isn't that what they said that they wanted, that they weren't able to do in the royal family, is, like, be vocal about causes and stuff like that?
Yeah, so why aren't we hearing about that? We had Kim Kardashian make a whole podcast about this man in jail that she's trying mm-hmm. to help. Like, you listen to that,
Kim
you educate
Kardashian's,
it.
Like, freeing people from prison.
Yeah. She's educating on
she's
her
like in the White House.
Feeds. Like, so what?
Yeah, it's like,
what about that model are you above?
Meghan is kind of giving Kendall Jenner in the Pepsi commercial.
No.
You know what I mean? No. Like, what are we really doing? Like, mm-hmm. what are we really doing?
Broker
I feel like
peace.
It's just like one big Pepsi commercial with Harry and Meghan because it's just not landing. And also,
it's just
the
not
more
landing.
That we talk, Lex, the more I realize, like, maybe I did just kind of like looking at them. Does that mean?
No. What
because,
do you
like,
mean?
Like, I just
aesthetically?
Remember, like, yeah, like, I really was into them aesthetically. Like, when they would, like, do the walkabouts and they would, like, take photos and they would, like, go places. I was very into what they were wearing, what they looked like, their body language. Like, I was really into all of that. I didn't really learn much about like what they actually did outside of the Invictus Games until the documentary. Like, I didn't know about Megan's cookbook.
No. Oh, yeah. I heard about that. That was so exciting. But like, I hear what you're saying. And again, I think we heard more about what they were doing, but now we don't see them or hear from them unless it's something like this, you know? And I think I would argue with you, especially after the docuseries, because I think we both left the docuseries being like, they're really fucking cute. They're in love.
We were Markle Sparkles. We were unwell.
Yes.
They could do no wrong.
And I'm just like, show us more of being yourself. Show us more of that. Like, we also don't, as the public, expect you to be experts in advocacy or any sort of rights. Like, show us how you're learning and doing the work, because that's what you keep talking about wanting other people to do. And it's okay if you have to do it too. Lead by example.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I would love them to do, like, a Kardashian-style, like, docu-series show.
Yeah.
Do that.
I would love it. My first manifestation is The Tig, and then we can talk. I just think The Tig is such a no-brainer.
That's number one.
She wears something, it sells out. She, like, talks about something, a makeup item, whatever, sold. Like, girl, please.
What she eats. I want to know what the girl eats. I want to know what how she works out.
I want to see what she's cooking.
I want to be her.
I want to know how to calligraphy. I want to know how to make a little gift basket. Come on.
Calligraphy? I'm just disappointed in them, Lex. I think that's where all my anger comes from.
I know.
So sorry if I came in a little hot.
You want them to win, but you're disappointed.
I do. I'm disappointed. I feel the same. And I do think that they'll be back in the UK in about 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, I would say tighten up that timeline at this point, because again,
you think
they are now getting to a place where they might need the royal family more than the royal family needs them. And I say that from a place of, I think if they continue to publicly burn these big bridges, no one's going to want, it's not that they're not popular. It's not that they don't have value. It's not that they don't want to like do cool shit, but like if you are difficult to work with, you're going to start to get blacklisted.
And I feel like LA, if that reputation will spread.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Not just publicly in headlines, but like behind the scenes, behind closed doors, like people are going to talk and they're going to be like, they didn't do this. They were hard to get in touch with. They kept changing. Mm-hmm. Like, we had to keep changing who we were contacting because people keep leaving. Like, they just seem difficult. And that's a bummer. It's a really big bummer. And I also feel like, too, like, as Archie and Lily get older, I feel like Harry will want more family ties, like, with the cousins and stuff.
Yes.
Like, that's just how I feel.
I hope so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really do. Time will tell. Well, Sam, it's time for our favorite game of Mail or Fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail?
And speaking of Bethany Frankel.
Seriously. Here we go. We didn't even do that intentionally.
We didn't even do that intentionally. I really didn't even see this until now. That's so funny. Okay, so option number one, Bethany Frankel compares her beef with Meghan Markle to Prince William and Harry. Option number two, Bethany Frankel compares feuding Teresa Giudice and Joe Gorga to Prince William and Harry.
Oh.
I think it's number two. Because she keeps talking about housewives again, Bethany.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll say number one just to be counter.
Okay, let's see. Bethany Frankel compares feuding Teresa Giudice, Joe Gorga to Prince William and Harry.
Okay.
I also feel like I've said that at one probably.
Really?
I feel like I might have.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I said, like, Melissa Gorga is, like, Megan, and, like, she's, like, caught in between, like, these two siblings, like, but maybe not. So Bethany said, my feeling is that whether it's William and Harry or Teresa and Joe Gorga, the spouses have to stay out of it. The two siblings need to lock themselves in a room with the right person.
Oh, okay. My God. I love, like, how does she just insert herself into this?
Can't fucking help herself. She really can't. She's like obsessed.
Oh my God.
She needs to come on Crown Jewels.
Please. So the Real Housewives alum was referring to Giudice's and Gorga's respective significant others, Louis and Melissa, each of whom have contributed to their tumultuous relationship. Frankel was also alluding to Harry's wife, Meghan, playing a role in the prince's decision to quit the royal family in 2020, which has created drama with William and their father. I also love that there's no fucking mention of Kate here. Please.
Not
come on.
One.
Come on, page six.
Come on, page six. They're very anti-Meghan.
Oh, they're extremely.
And I didn't realize that until recently.
Oh, they've been that way the entire time. Ever since all the shit went down in 2020 with Jessica Mulrooney getting canceled, who is back on ABC, Good Morning America, by the way. Interesting. But like ever since that, Page Six did a nosedive into being anti-Meg. And which was weird because like I'm pretty sure they were still friends for a period if they aren't still now.
Yeah.
But it was just an interesting turn of events. And the whole thing that I learned in my discovery is that Jess, who's blocked me, which we could talk about another time.
That is so random. Also, like, who blocks you?
All of this came out, I wouldn't speak on Jess's behalf publicly. And the girl who spoke out about her, Sasha, is like a friend of mine. I've got so many DMs that I will share with you. I don't want to get sued. But anyway, Jess blocked me. But she is friends with this staffer at Page Six who suddenly all these articles, nosediving Meg, came out.
Wow.
So,
anyway. Okay, that's juicy.
I know. We should. I'm scared, but we could talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it offline and maybe we can bring it to the people. Well, to finish up, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who has been a real steamed pudding this week? Lex, who do you think?
I gotta give it to, I don't even know if I want to give it to Meghan and Harry or their spokespeople. Because again, like I said, what's getting me is the doubling down. Meghan is continuing to develop more content for the Archetypes audience on another platform, and Archwell's productions spokesperson told the Wall Street Journal. Just stop. Stop over-promising and under-delivering.
Because it makes them look like shit.
Yes. It makes you look worse than you already do. Yeah. So just stop, please.
Okay. Well, mine, I'm going to do it again, but Princess Sophie is my spotted dick again. So people think that Princess Sophie told off Princess Charlotte during Trooping the Color.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Her face, if you could see Sam's face right now. Looks good, Gil.
This wench. Okay, so this is when they were on the balcony over Buckingham Palace watching the parade. And it says, at one point during the celebratory occasion, the cameras captured an interaction between Princess Charlotte, who I'm like a stan. I'm like a Princess Charlotte stan. And her great aunt Sophie as they watched the military parade from a building after arriving at Horse Guards Parade. Okay. However, viewers think that the moment may have captured a tense moment between the pair, with some speculating that Sophie was telling the 8-year-old to sit down. And so there's like this video on Twitter that's been going around where like you can tell that she's like very stern with Princess Charlotte. And you know what? Princess Charlotte's not doing anything. She's just standing in like a window and just like looking out. Like she's not acting up. She's not doing anything. And it's just like, I just get such bad vibes. Such bad vibes from her. So she's my spotted dick.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm watching it now. She definitely looks at her and very curt says, sit down. And then Charlotte makes a face because she's a child.
Yeah, she's 8 years old. And she's got to fucking be here watching people on horses. She's over it. Oh, also, Lord. I don't see anyone yelling at Prince Louis.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah. I love them. They're memes.
I always
for
like
days.
Look forward to their like facial expressions.
I know.
And like what they're gonna do. It's always
they're
fun.
So great.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
We'll have new episodes every single Thursday, so be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss our next episode. Tell all of your royally obsessed friends. Sam, this was a good one. I had so much fun with you today. And y'all can follow me at Lex Nico.
And you can follow me at Bravo Historian. And until next time,
may God save the bitch.
Betches.